We are on Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. Before we continue the Gemara, I would just like to mention we had learned yesterday Tosfos B'Ramasl B'Medbar Mamurim that Rabbeinu Tam asked Akasha on Rashi that Rashi said that one purchases Min HaMeshumer, so since the Amoritz is a Choshud, so therefore one is not permitted to give him Mazon Shalosh Sudeis. So the Rabbeinu Tam asked on Rashi that it is also that we explained yesterday from the Marsha that Min HaMeshumer does not mean necessarily that I saw that this Amoritz took it from Namokim HaMeshumer. It means that it's a mean that's Tarki L'Shomroi. So why do you make this Amoritz a Choshet? And therefore the Rabbeinu Tam says that Min HaMeshumer is Osa Bachile, and you're not allowed to eat it. So we had asked yesterday, but the same problem that the Rabbeinu Tam had on Rashi is Shver on the Rabbeinu Tam himself. If it's speaking about that we don't know he took it from a Mokim HaMeshumer, so why does it become Osa Bachile? So I found the Kapis Tamorim asked the Kashin. The Kapis Tamorim says as follows, that if one purchases from an Amhooretz, a Dovor, Shedalke L'Shamroi, so even though this Amhooretz that sold it to me, I have no right to be Choshet him that he was Mishamer, the Peri that he's selling, but there's a possibility he purchased it from someone who was Mishamer it. It means Rabbeinu Tam only said if you meet up an Amoritz, you have no right to be choshetim, but I do not know where he got this peiri from. So Memele, since a peiris hamishumorim, shadalkim l'shomrom, there's a mokim lachshesh, maybe the owner of these peiris was mishamadem. I don't know who the owner of these peiris was. Could be this Amoritz is a middleman. So, Memele, I have to be Chayish, maybe the owner of the Peiris was a Choshut, and therefore I'm not permitted to eat these Peiris. That's how the Kapas Morim says Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. We had asked a Kasha yesterday, we learned the Gemara, that the Gemara asks, why is it that the Mishnah says that one is not permitted to purchase an Esrik from Amoritz? Because you're not permitted to give him more than Mazon Shalosh Sudeis, so how are you permitted to purchase a lulav? So the Gemara had said that speaking about a lulav bar shishis anichnas l'shviyas. So memeila one is permitted to purchase the lulav because it doesn't have kedushas shviyas. So let us start from that Gemara. Yohi esrig nami ba shishis anichneses l'shviyis. So the esrig is also speaking about ba shishis anichneses l'shviyis. So why can you purchase the esrig? It also doesn't have kedusha shviyis. So the Gemara answers esrig bosa lekita ozlinim. Esrig has the din that you go boso the zman lakita, and since the zman lakita was in shviyas, so it has kedushas shviyas. Mashen kein lulav you go boso chanote, so since the chanote of the lulav was beshishis, so it does not have kedushas shviyas. So the Gemara asks, there's no such man de yoma, but bein Rabbi Gamliel ubein Rabbi Elezer leinyan shviyas esrig boso chanotas linim. Everyone holds that an esrig legabi shviyas should go boso chanote. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Esrig shove le'ilon begimel drochim ole yerik b'derech echot. Shove le'ilon begimel drochim le'olo ve'lervai ole shviyas. And le shviyas means that you go boso chanote like an ilon le'inyin shviyas. Ole yerik b'derech echot shebishas le'kitosa yisurei. And it has a din of Yerek, Lagabi Meiser, that you go Bosa Lakita. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lezer, Oima Esrik Shavil Ilon Lachol Dover. Rabbi Lezer says that Esrik Shavil Ilon Lachol Dover, that even Lagabi Meiser, you go Bosa Chanot and not Bosa Lakita. But Al Kaponim, Bain Rabbi Lezer, and Bain Rabbi Gamliel, hold Lagabi Shviyas, for sure you go Bosa Chanot. So what are you telling me that Esrik, you go Bosa Lakita? So the Gemara answers, who the Omar ki hai tanim? That our Mishnah is going according to a different tanim. The Sanya, we learned in a Baraisa, Omar Rab Yoisi Avtulmes, Heyid Mishum Chamisha Zekainim, Esrig Acha Lekita Lemaisa, you go Bosa Lekita, Verabiseinu Nimnu Ba'usha Va'omru, Bein Lemaisa, Bein Leshviyis. That you go Bosa Lekita, side by Maisa and side by Shviyis. So the Gemara says, Shviyis Mandachar Shmei, who's talking about Shviyis over here? So the Gemara answers, Chesuri Mechsere V'hochik Toni. There's missing a few words. Esrig Acha Lekita Lemaisa, So they hold like Gamliel that you go b'osel lekita b'mais and achach hanota l'shvius. And Rabbi Seinu nimnu b'usha v'omru. And Rabbi Seinu said esrig achach lekita bein l'maisa bein l'shvius. That by esrig you go b'osel lekita bein l'maisa bein l'shvius. So the Tana of our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbi Seinu nimnu b'usha. Yeah. Let us just see Rashi and this new Gemara. Who the Yomar Tana the Masnisen the Makbid a Esrig and then holds that has Kedusha Shvius ki hai Tana the Ktonim Rabbi Seinu Nim the Beushe Beomru Esrig Achalakite Bein Lemaisa Bein Leshvius. Let us just see Taisus Rabbi Seinu Nim the Beushe. Is the garsi perikame de roisha shone, esrig achar chanote, bein le maise, bein le shvies. There's a girse in roisha shone that the rabbi seinu nimnu beusha hold that if esrig you go bosso chanote, bein le maise, bein le shvies. Besovri ki rabbi eleza delel, and they hold like rabbi eleza, that holds that by everything you go bosso chanote. But you can't say that, because in our sub you see Klo, the only one who held that the Esrig Yigo Bishvi is Bosa Lekite, that's Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Beusha, the Goros Acha Lekite, that Yigo Bosa Lekite, Bein Lamaisa, Bein Lashvi is, Risholosh Machloikis Bedova, there's a three-way Machloikis, and Gamliel holds Lamaisa Yigo Bosa Lekite, Lashvi is Yigo Bosa Chanote, and Rabbi Lezer holds that Lamaisa Yosu go Bosa Chanote, and Rabbi Seinu Nim the Busha holds that Bein Bishvius and Bein Bemaisa you go Bosa Lekita. Now we're going to start a new sugya. Taima the Lulev Bashishis Aniknas Leshvius. So what did you say? You said that the reason one is permitted to purchase a Lulev is because it is speaking about a lulav that the chanota was b'shishis, so Mamela does not have to do shishvies. Hodishvies, but according to you, what would be if the chanota of the lulav was b'shishis? Kodesh, so then it would have to do shishvies. Amai, why does it have to do shishvies? Eitzim bialmu, this is not a fruit, it's a branch. The Eitzim ain behem mishum kedusha shviyas. Eitzim do not have kedusha shviyas. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa. Alei kanim v'alei gefanim. These are vines. Shegovavom lechoiva al penei hasode. That a person went and piled them up leoitza al penei hasode. So the aloch is like this. Lokton la'achilem. If he had gathered these vines for behemoths to eat, yesh behem ishum kedusha shviyas, so then these vines have kedusha shviyas. Loktom le'etzim, but what if he had gathered them, the purpose was for fuel, ain behem ishum kedusha shviyas, so it doesn't have kedusha shviyas. So we see only food has kedusha shviyas, but fuel does not have kedusha shviyas. So the Gemara says, no, that's not that's not the guidelines, that food after food and something else. No, shiny hosom, the omakro lochem loochlo. We'll see in Rashi clearly the drosha, but it says lochem loochlo. Now, in lochem loochlo, there are two distinct halachas. Lachem La'ochla is coming to tell us what one can do with Peirishvius. And the Pasuk is telling us, La'ochla, you can eat it. And then we'll see Lachem is marbe a shimush similar to La'ochla. So that's one halacha the Pasuk is telling us. What shimushim one is permitted to do with Peirishvius, he's permitted to eat it and to do shimushim which are similar to eating. Lachem La'ochla also tells us another halacha, that Kedushas Shvius is noyig on articles which are oimed La'ochla or which are oimed Lachem La'ochla. That means articles which are their usage is similar to La'ochla or Lachem La'ochla. These articles have Kedushas Shvius. Articles which their usage is not similar to La'ochla and Lachem La'ochla. So these articles do not have Kedushas Shvius. Now the Gemara will explain a little better. Lachem dumya de La'ochla. That means the usage that one is permitted to use Peirish Shvius, Lachem, but the usage has to be similar to the usage of achila. Now, in what way should there be a similarity? Mi shahanosai ubi urei shove. Achila is a usage that the destruction of the peri and the benefit derived from it come be basachas. When one is chewing the food, that is where one is deriving the benefit from it. So achile is a benefit which the benefit and the kiloin of the machel come be basachas. Yotzu eitzim, but if you have fuel, wood that you're going to use for fuel, shahanoson acha biurim. So then the benefit that one derives from the eitzim first starts after the kiloin of the eitzim, and we'll see Rashi explains that the usage of eitzim, they used to bake with the eitzim, and they did not bake with wood. Wood is not a fuel you can bake with. First they made coals out of the wood, and they used to bake with coals. So memele, the atzei shviyis became first destroyed, they became ois eitzim, and then you derive benefit from it. So since the usage of eitzim is a usage which ein hanoson ubiyuran shove, so such an article which has such a usage doesn't have kedusha shviyis. As we've mentioned before, and this pasuk is telling us two halachas. One halacha is when it has kedusha shviyis, which benefits one can derive from it, and another halacha is telling us that only these articles, which derech tashmisham is dumya de la'ochla, these articles have kedusha shviyis. So memeile, so now eitzim have two distinct shimushim. Eitzim can be used as food for behemoths. So if you're using that usage, so this is hanoson lebiyuran shavu. So memeile, so then it has kedusha shviyis. Is loktom la'achila, it has kedusha shviyis. If loktom la'eitzim, but if he went in the only, it was malakitit la'eitzim, so this usage is a usage which is anosom acha biyuran, so that doesn't have kedusha shviyis. But a lulav, the usage of a lulav is they used to use a lulav as a broom. So a broom, it's hanoson of biyuran shavu. While you're deriving benefit from the broom, you're being mechala the broom also. So that's hanoson of biyuran shavu. So that's why a lulav, there's no klal eitzim don't have kedusha shviz. Atzei hasoket doesn't have kedusha shviz. Eitzim which are oimed for fuel don't have kedusha shviz, because that's hanoson acha biyuran. But a lulav has kedusha shviz. Now let us see Rashi. Taime de lulev bashishis, kushi, kloima. La'el oma, before he said, the hainu taime de lulev nikach, the whole reason one is permitted to purchase a lulev from an amoritz, mishum de bashishis, because it's a bashishis, So it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyis. Ha Shviyisu, but it would seem it would be a Baal Shviyis also. V'navkimino, so it comes out to what, according to what you said, Shululove Shviyis, Kedusha Shviyis Noigbu, that Lulove Shviyis, Kedusha Shviyis Noigbu, Shuloi Likach Bidmeim Choluk Vitalis. That's what you're telling me, that Lulove Shviyis have Kedusha Shviyis, and the Domim are, you have to only purchase Peiris, not a choluk vitalis. We learn shegavavam shekinson laitzon. He brought them together in an oitz to be an laatzcha, maybe to make it in an oitz. Lachay veloshen machbe. Lachton lachila lemachel beheme. Then it has kedusha shviyis. Lachton leitzim. It doesn't have kedusha shviyis. So Gemara says shani yosam gabei atzei asoke. Lahochi loy noyigim bem shviyis. You know why it doesn't have kedusha shviyis? The omakro vahoyso shabbos. Lochem lochlo. Shabbos oritz lochem lochlo. Lochem lochol tzolcheichem. Lochem would seem you're allowed to use it for many usages. Chsiv lochlo. The meimre de mutter lehonis meperes shviyis. Elo hano hadoyme lachilo. So that's how we combine the lochem dumye de lochlo. So which hano is one permitted to derive from peres shviyis? Hano shano soy ubeyure shovek. Loima. Shahanosoi ubiyuroi shemizbayer min oilam boim keechot. Kigoin sicha, if you anoint yourself with shemen shal shviyis, ashtiye, vadlokas aner. So this is one halacha that we learn out from the pasuk, that the only hano one is permitted to derive from peres shviyis is a hano which is dumya de laochlo, which in other words means it's hanosin biyurin shovet. Umehach drosha, and from the same drosha, nami yofin, we have another limud. Shein shviyis noyeg, that kedusha shviyis is not noyeg, elo beperi ha'oimet lahanoi salolum. Kedusha shviyis is only noyeg and a peri, that it's oimet to be used for these benefits. Dochi nami midrishkro, Bahoiso Shabbos Ha'oretz Noiheges. Shviyis is Noyig Bameh Shalachem Lochlo. It's Noyig in the meaning which are Oimid Lochem Lochlo. Which means Shandosoi Doime Lachila. Yotsu Atsei Hasoke. Shahanoson Acher Biurim. Mishanasu Gecholim Oifen Behem. They are used for baking after they become coals. Some mele, so it's hanosan acha biyurim. Aval luliv, iker hanosoi lechabides habayis. The iker hanova luliv is to be used as a broom. Vuhu shas biyuroi. So when you use it, that is shas biyuroi vikilkule. Vidomi lahanos achile. So a luliv is an article that is oimid to derive benefit, such a benefit, that's hanosa yubi yurei shovet. Ba'alekanim ukfanim, kaimi lahochi ulahochi. These have two equal usages. Hilkach bosa machshovi ozli. So, lemaise, what halacha will apply on these eitzim depends on for what purpose they were picked. So we found for the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about a lulav, which is hanosan of biyurin shov. So here's kedusha shviyis. So now the Gemara asks for ika eitzim de mishchon, the hanosan of biyurin shov. Let us see ika eitzim de mishchon. So Rashi says eitz shemen and eitz from some eitzayis mistame. This is a eight that is used to illuminate. Like torches. Bava anosa yubiyure shove. Neima hashta miya imlikton lahadlokas oiro. The nogabai shviya. So what'll be, that means the beraisa just mentioned, if it was picked for eating purposes, it has kedusha shviyis. It was picked for fuel purposes, it doesn't have kedusha shviyis. Now there's a third reason it could be picked for illuminating purposes. So then it should have kedusha shviyis. Why didn't the beraisa mention this? So the Gemara answers, Omar Rove, Stam Eitzim, Lahasoke Hein Oimdim. The Bob is a toys. Stam Eitzim, Lahasoke Hein Oimdim. So what does Rashi say? Mishani Stam Eitzim Shall Hesik Lahasoke, Nitnu Labrias, Ustomon Lav Lahoyer Kaimu, Hilkech Leinachsabu Ktusha Shvius Mikora Afilu Likton Lahoyer. That means if this mean is Oimid, primarily for Hasoke, so even though there is a usage of Hanoslam Yurim Shove, that does not create halachis on Eitzim, because the primary use of Eitzim if it's not Eimed Lachila, it's used for a Hanoah that ain't Hanoslam Ubi Yurim Shove. Now, just before we learn the Gemara further, just interesting, just like to learn the Rabbeinu Chananel for a minute or so, the Rabbeinu Chananel learns a little different pshat why Eitzi Atzei Asoke is not Hanosan B'Yurei Shoven, and Atzei Mishchan, he also learns a different pshat. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, בכל דבר שאנוסה ביורי ביחד, קדוש שכל עולב. אף על פי שאיני נכו, הוא שניתן להונס ממנו בדרך אכילה, ששווה בכל עולב. אוקיי, אני רוצה להגיד. יוצא הייתם שאנוסה נחה ביורם, כלומר, אין הפס נפס, ואין הטב של מזבשלס, אלא אחר שריפס עצם. Now here, the Rabbi Nachananel mentions Bishul also. Why by Bishul you need Dachsamer by baking? It did not bake. It was a flame going. The baking process was after it became coals, and then I think it was a steady flame or a low flame. That was sufficient. That's why you needed coals to bake. But Bishul Dachsamer, you could use Eitzim also to cook on. He says no. In a tavshul mizbasheles ella achas reifas eitzim. He nei biyurim kaidem la noson lefikach en kedusha chol ala eitzim. V'dochin en vika eitzim de mishchon. Peirish is a different pshat in mishchon. Mishchon means Rashi learned mishchon is a loshon mishcha, and mishcha is a loshon zeisim. That's a targum of zeisim, so it's eight shemen. He learns the sheiris of Mishchan is shchin. Mishchan lehischamein. If you'll use wood to warm yourself, to warm yourself with the flame. Kedirsi vayichasu babgudim v'loi yeichem loi, metagiminin v'loi shochin loi. Kloima sheisim emedure lehischamein, shebeis adlot kosal umischamein mehem. So the Gemara's kasha was from Eitzim, which are Oimid, to give out heat. And there it's Hanoson the Biuran Shovet. Nim says Hanoson Beis Biuran Biyachad. Bolo men Kedusha Shvi is Chol Alei. Tochi Roves Tam Eitzim La Soke Ein Oimdin Perish. Eitzim La Sikan Tachas Tapshiloi Valatana Lefes Beis Apas Oimdin. Yeah. Ma Fukilulav Dolab La Soke Oimid Vanose Beis Biuran. Al Koponim, he has a different pshat in Atzei Mishchon. And now, so Koponim, let us get now back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, you look at Stam Eitzim Lasok Ein Oimdim, and you don't look, that means, so if the normal Tashmish of Eitzim Lasoke is a Tashmish of Hanoson that's not Shovel Biuron, so Eitzim already do not get Kedusha Shvius. So the Gemara says, the Eitzim, let us say Rashi's Girsa, and then we'll see what our Girsa means. The Eitzim Dehasoke, Eitzim Dehasoke Tanoihi. That means, so till now we had said, we explained, the Braisa says that Likton La'etzim, if a person was Melakit Eitzim La'asoke, does not have Kedusha Shvius. We explained, because it's not Hanoson or Biuran Shovet. So the Gemara said, "Ve'etzim dehasoke." This halacha that the Braisa mentions that "Etzim dehasoke" do not have kedusha shviyis. Tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoi. This Braisa also does not have kedusha shviyis, but there's a tana that holds it does have kedusha shviyis. The Sanya, we learned a different Braisa. Ein moischen peire shviyis. Now this Barais is speaking about wine of Shvius. The Tanakama holds in Moisrin Peire Shvius, Loi le Mishra veloi le Kvusa. That you cannot use wine of Peire Shvius. Le Mishra means to soak flax, veloi le Kvusa, and you can use it to wash clothing with it. Agav Urche, the Taz in Simen Shin Yotes, brings down the Machaber, says over there that a person, there speaking about, if a person wants to strain water, so if it's clear water, the person wants to make sure that it's perfectly clear, he's permitted to strain it, but water, it matters in a meshemeres, one is permitted, in a suda, one is not permitted, because he'll be malabim the suda. So water, he's not allowed to strain with a suda, because it's malabim the suda. Shal mashkin, one is permitted to strain with a suda, because it's not malabim the suda. And then it says further, v'yayin kishar mashkin. So it says that Yayin is not Malabim. That's what it says over here. So the Taz asks, he brings down a Ran. The Ran says Yayin is Malabim. A Rai that Yayin is Malabim, because here it says, Leila Mishra v'leila Kvusa v'ayis t'choyis. It says, Al Shvish, not allowed to be Mechabes with it, but it would seem that Yayin has cleansing koiches in it. The pasuk also says kibes lavusha by the biches of Yaakov Avinu. Also kaponim. So here we're speaking about if one is permitted to take yayin that has kedusha shviyis, is he permitted to use this lemishre to soak flax? Or kvusa to use it for laundering clothing. So the Tanakhama says, "Ein meisrin peirishviyis loyla mishra veloyla kvusa." Rabbi Yosi oimer meisrin. Rabbi Yosi holds he can use it for mishra and kvusa. My time at the Tanakhama. The omakro laochlo. It says laochlo veloyla mishra veloyla kvusa. Now, why we might mishra and kvusa? Because it's not dumi da ochlo. Rashi says the hano of mishra and kvusa comes later, so it's hano son acha biyulam. So memele. Now we're speaking about yain that has kedusha shviyas. So one is not permitted to derive a benefit from this yain, which is not dumi da la ochlo, and this is a benefit hano son acha biyulam. My time de Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says you're allowed to use yayin for kibbutz, even though it's hanoson acha biyulam. O makro lochem lochol tzorcheichem. So the pasuk is telling us one is permitted to use wine for kibbutz. Lochem lochol tzorcheichem. Vafilu lemishra lekvusa. V'tane kame haksiv lochem. It says lochem, so you're allowed to use it for anything. He says, no, ahu lochem dumir de laochlo. Zichet, with marbe, you don't have to use it only for achila, but dumir de laochlo. Mishanoso yubiure shove. That means any benefit which anoso yubiure shove is permitted. But mishra kvuse, which is anoso nache biurum, the yayin spoils right away, and the benefit comes b'shas levisha, Rashi says, when you're levish to beg it. So that's hanosam acha biyulon. So therefore, you're not allowed to use peirish shviyas for such a shimush. lochem dum yedel yachlo yatzu mishra kvuse shanoson acha biyun. Right, so now he, the Tanakam, explained us it brought before the pasuk la'ochlo, and the lachem is only marbe dumi de la'ochlo. So it has to have al kaponim this tnai of anosam b'yuram shavim. The Rabbi Yosi was mater mishra kvuse. So aksiv la'ochlo. He said lachem, you can do whatever you want with it. It says la'ochlo. Humi boy lay la'ochlo v'loy le'melugme. That means that the la'ochlo is coming to tell us not what oifen of benefit one is permitted to derive. That means the Tanikame says the oifen of hanor. It says la'ochlo. La'ochlo is a mashal, a dugme. You have to have a hanor which is similar to la'ochlo. So now you have to diagnose what is la'ochlo. La'ochlo is hanosan b'yuran shavit. So you have to derive hanor which is hanosan b'yuran shavit. According to the Rabbi Yosi, lochem is marbe, no, any type of anor. It says, lochem lochol tzachem, any type of anor. But it should be dumye de la'ochlo, that means any type of anor is permissible. There's no hagdoris, there's no hagbolis, there's no limitations in the type of anor, but it has to be a hanor, which is a hanor rigile, which everyone uses. That means any type of anor, as long as it's a use that everyone uses, not a use for certain people. So la'ochla means that everyone eats. Melugme is a medication which is only used by choylem. So that's the miyut. That means if you're going to use perish shvius for hanos, any anor you could use, it doesn't have to be the same type of anor, but it has to be anor similar to achila, that means it's a common hanor which all people derive benefit from this. So this is a hanor which all people use. It is not a hanor that only a certain type of person would uses this hanor. So that's what Rabbi Yosi says. Aksiv la'ochlo, umi boy le la'ochlo, v'loy le'melugme. So just before we go further, just we should hold cheshbon in the Gemara. So we have here a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbonon. Here we're speaking about which hanoes a person is permitted to derive from perish shvius. Tanakama says you're only permitted to derive a hanoa that's hanos nebiur and shavit. Rabbi Yosi says you're permitted to derive all hanos as long as it's hanor regila. Now we had heard before in Rashi that this pasuk is telling us two distinct halachas. Halacha number one, what type of a hanor one can derive from perish shvius, and another halacha, the pasuk is telling us what articles have kedusha shvius. Also the articles which are oimid for lachem la'ochlo. Articles which are not oimed for lachem la'ochlo don't have kedusha shvius. Now, according to the Tanikame, lachem la'ochlo means hanos nebiur and shove. So only the articles which are oimed for hanos nebiur and shove have kedusha shvius. So memeila eitzim which are oimed, that their hano is not shove lebiuron. So therefore eitzim do not have kedusha shvius. And that is the previous beraisa we had. But according to Rabbi Yosi, lochem la'ochlo means hanois rigilois. That's what hanois. So a mean that is oimed for hanois rigile has kedusha shvius. There's no tnoyim how the hanois has to be. As long as it's a hanois rigile, it has kedusha shvius. So according to Rabbi Yosi, all eitzim will have kedusha shvius, because hanos esik is a hanor regile, and so therefore it has kedusha shvius. Now let's just finish the Gemara with the drashas. Rabbi Yosi yaksiv la'ochlo, ohumi boi lei la'ocha v'loi l'lumalugme. Kedesanya, la'ochlo v'loi l'lumalugme. This is Rabbi Yosi's drasha. La'ochlo is coming to tell you that you can only derive no regila from it, which everyone uses, v'loyle melugma, not a melugma, which is only used by choyle. Atoy melocha v'loyle melugma, oy einoy elo v'loyle kvusa, maybe locha means comes to tell us what type of ano. Ano biyurin shav is permissible, ano sha'acha biyurin is not permissible. So Moses k'shoyim elochem, it says lochem, that's marbe. All anos. Harei kvusa ome. So at any oifen, how you derive the nods, it's mutter, that's lochem. And whatever you need, you can do with it. Amani mekayim lo'ochlo, lo'ochlo, v'loylo, melugmem. Ma ro'iso le'rabe, he says, ha'kvusa, why are you marbe kvusa, lo'hitzi yes ha'melugmen, you're mamayt melugmen. Marba ani yes ha'kvusa, she'shove b'cholodom, fakert, kvusa, is a shimush, which is ano regila, everyone uses. So ano regila, the term was matter. This is not ano regila, this is a ano that only certain people use. Man tana loho de tana rabona. We learned a baraisa la ochla veloyle melugme. La ochla veloyle zilo. Zilof is that rich people used to go and spritz yayin on ishim, and they used to bring it's an expensive affair, you brought in a beautiful odor into the room. But again, this was not a hanor regila, this was a hanor that Ashirim used to use. So this is also not a shavu l'cholodom. La'ochlo le'lasis mimenu apiktoizen. Apiktoizen is a type of a machol that induces one to vomit. So this is also not hano hashavel l'chol nefesh. So memele. So therefore, one is not permitted to use peirishviyis for apiktoizen. Keman kerab yosi. So this baraisa, who is memayit, the shimush of peirishviyis, one is not permitted to derive a hanosh ein regila, that is all, but not more than that. The rabbonon, heikenami mishra kvuse. According to the rabbonon, there's another hano which you're not permitted to derive benefit from. That's the hano of mishra kvuse. So we see that this baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yosi, not according to the Rabbon. Now let us see Rashi. Hochi garsinam, eitzim da hasoke tanoihim. Again, we had mentioned before, in our Gemara it says, the eitzim le hasoke tanoi, there's a lamed there, and Rashi makes from the Lamed Adalad. Ve'etzim dehasoke tanoi, hochi garsilam. Ve'etzim dehasoke gufayu. This din, that we had mentioned before, that etzim which are oimed lahasoke do not have kedusha shviyis, shahanoson ache biyuram, tanoihi. Inogu b'shviyis ilo, if it is that way, that is, there's kedusha shviyis or not. De'iketane de'dorish lochem, Dumye de lachila lamute koshano seyachabura. There is a tane, at the tane kame, that holds, that you can only derive a hano, which is b'shas biure. Mimayet hano achabure. Kedushin elel. Amehid roshe imit eitzem. And with this roshe, we mimayet eitzem, because there, by them, it's hano son achabure. Ve'ike de loy mimayet minei, eladovo she'ein hano seyshove becholod. It's one tana that is not memayit, only ano, which is not ano regila for everyone. Kigoyin belugme, bezilov, v'apiktoizen. V'ani shamati meraboisoi, shoyugersim ustam eitzim lehasoke ninu tanoi. Now, this girse, there's two differences. First of all, we have ustam, and then lehasokanino. And we'll see in Taisvus Klo what this pshat was. But this pshat was going on the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara had asked if the reason that there's no kedusha shviyis an Eitzim is because it's Hanoson Ache Biyurim, what is the din by Eitzim de Mishchon? Eitzim de Mishchon is Hanoson Biyurim Shove. So that Rove said a Teretz, Stam Eitzim La Soke Noin. You don't look at a Miyuchedike Shimush. You look at the general Shimush. And since Roiva Shimush is Lahasoke, not Lahoyer, so Memela, all Eitzim do not have Kedusha Shvi. So that was Rovas Ashtik Teire, that you don't look at a Shimush Proti, you look at the Shimush Hakloli. That's what Rovas said. Afilu, you were malaketed for a Shimush Proti. So this Girsa was, Ustam Eitzim Lahasoke Nino, this Teretz of Rovas, that you look at the Shimush HaKloli, not at the Shimush HaProti, that's a machlokes tanoimi. V'chein kosuv b'chol ha-sforim. In all the sforim it says this, ustam eitzim la'asok et tanoi. V'torachti minu'urai b'chol tzidei shites ha-shas li'yashva k'fi debrayim. From my younger years, I tried to figure out a pshat in this Girsi, I can't say a pshat in this girsa that to be medame the machloikis Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakamim to Rav's memory stam eitzim lasokanim. I can't say an eitzim. Umotzosi some meile. So if I don't know an eitzim, a birkas at another pshat. So I made a girsa. I was moichik ustam and I put a dalit and this I understand. Umotzosi girsezu. Now I found this girse b'sefer k'sav yodei shel Rabbeinu Gershon ben Yehuda menuchosei kofet. Rabbeinu Gershon ben Yehuda also made this girse. He also put on the side hochi garsinon. That means in his Gemara it also had said stam eitzim le'asoke, but he made a girse on the side. U'b'seder Yeshua shel Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Menachem. Kosov, now, we have the same Gemara in Bobekame. Now, in Bobekame, Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Menachem, Kosov ve'enei muge. By him it says, Beferish, ve'etzim de'hasoket anoi. That was Mamash's girsa. That means not he had to be goyrisid in the Gemara. Ve'cheini Rabbeinai, that's this pshat I understand. Ein meisrin peires leile seich mishra lishreis pishton biyayin shel shviyiz, ve leile kvuse lichbois begodim biyayin shel shviyiz. Why not? Because mishra kvuse hanoson ache biyurim. Shemisho she shoyra begodim o yapishton biyayin shel achas, nizbayr ba'ovad loy. So that brings about the kiloyin of the yayin. Vanoseyeni ad sheyilbash abgodim. Vanor first starts when he's loivish to begodim. Lemelugme lirfue. Marbe ani es akvuse sheshove bechol odom. Shakel tzrichim lo. Kemoy achile sheshove lechol odom. This is a hanor regila for everyone. Velugme sheyni shove bechol odom. Shein hakel choylem. V'loy lezalev, yayin shemizalfen bebayis l'reyachtoiv, apiktoizin, lohoki to throw up, puhu benutrikon apik tfei zin, to get rid of the extra food. Mozain ha'oichel yoysa midai, moitzi yomekis of one overindulged in food, so Memele, so he used to take the Sapik Toysen. Keman ke Rabbi Yosi. So now we had a Baraisa that we're Mamayit from La'ochlo, we're Mamayit Melugme, Zilof, and Apik Toysen. The Le Mamayit Ella Hano Shane Shabba Bakil. Bahanach Nami Einam Ella Tzerechoyli, the Istanis. Bahainu Tanoi de La'el. So Memele, Dilarabonon, now we'll go back and explain. Dilarabonon, Leinogish, Viz. We just said that the same Lochem Lochlas, not only is it telling us what one is permitted to do with Peirish, Viz, it's also telling us with which Peiris is Noyikadushish, Viz. It's Dilarabonon, Leinogish, Viz, Elabidovo, Shanos, Abure, Shob. the darshin lein nami hocheva hoyso shabes aoretz noyheges. That kedusha shvis is noyig bedavo shulachem dum yedelachlam. Shanosa yubiyurei shove beloy beitzim. Kuteitz hanosa nacha biyuram. Rabbi Yosi darish hocheva hoyso shabes aoretz noyheges. Kulay shanosa shove bechol adam. Kulay is the plan clear. Bechol dovo shanosa shove bechol adam. Be better. Vafilo eitzim lasokim. The kedusha shvis is noyig by everything as long as it's hanosa shove bechol adam. Now let us see Tosfos. Shegovevon lechayva. Now we heard over here a baraisa. We're speaking about that a person was malakit eitzim. As it says, it matters. If they were nilkat letzairach achilem, so then they have kedusha shvius. If they were nilkat letzairach eitzim, they don't have kedusha shvius. Now, this baraisa could have been written much more bekitzer. I can understand the baraisa as follows. Alekanim, Valekfanim, Sheliktam Lachila, Eshbemishim Dusha Shvias, Liktam Laitzmem, Bemishim Dusha Shvias. So this whole, there's five extra words here, Shegovavam, the Tana put into this baraisa, five extra words, Shegovavam Lechoiva. Why did the Tan have to mention this? The key words are Loktam Lachila, Loktam Laitzim. Yesh Leforish Dafke Nokat, Yesh Leforish Ulche de Milse Nokat. Now, Tosfos is very bekitzer, but Dafke Nokat. So the Kappes Tomorrow wants to say that he says as follows. If a person, when one cuts Eitzim, they are not roi lahasoke. They're wet. They're not roi lahasoke. You have to dry them out. They're roi lachile. Now, if one would want them for hasoke, so what does one do? So one dries them out, and then the roi lahasoke. A person is not, if will be like it, ma'at eitzim, it's not oimid lahasoke. Because when he's going to cut 10 branches, and he's not going to use them now, he's going to dry them. Who's going to dry 10 branches? So if you hold davke nokat, so the svar is, when could you say it was loktom le'etzim, if he made like a whole oitzer? He made a whole oitzer of etzim, so then, pasazun, these are miyuchid for etzim. But if he just cut 10 eitzim, he can't say it's miyuchat eitzim because it's not. Who does such a thing? It's like botla daita eitzel kolodom. It's icha oimid lachila. It won't be oimid laeitzim. So that's the svara. The dafke noket. Dafke shegomel, he made a whole oitzer out of it. He was malakad a lot of eitzim. Yesh lefara shulcha de milsa noket. It could be that it's not negei la loche. It's a... Normally it's that way, but if it was loktam la'itzim afilu, it wasn't gavma l'chayve, it's also ein bem kedusha shvius. Loktam la'achila, it says, loktam la'achila. So Tosfos says, I bistam koyu la'itzim, if stam was oimid la'itzim, and by him it was loktam la'achila, so then him saying that he's doing it lachila would not help. Midi da hava eitzim de mishcha sheliktam lohoyer l'rov adam astam eitzim lasoke. Just like the Gemara said, if we say stam eitzim, don't have to sheshvius. And he's melaket eitzim for illumination. So then we say it also doesn't get kedusha shvius, even though this is a shimush that is hanos nabiyurin shavim. So memele. So if we would say that stam eitzim is lasokaninu, safilu he would be melaket eitzim lachile. It also wouldn't get kedusha shvius because it's you go what stam eitzim are aimed for. That we made a tzorich proti. it does not mishana the halacha of the kedusha shviyas of the yaitzeh. So what is Tosfos saying? So it could be Tosfos is saying, so there's no stam leitzim, there's no stam period. There's no stam. I mean, there's no generality. Some do for this, some do for this, but there's no generality. So then, whatever he decides to use it for, so that's what it's aimed for. V'shema, now Tosfos means to say, v'shema hani stomayu lohochi ulohochi. No, there is. There's groups of people who, or that are malakid leitzim, the others are malakid for achila. Hilkach azlin and basar meforish. So whatever he decides, that could fall into that category. L'chayr, according to the second teretz, what if a person took eitzim, he didn't think anything. So then the Ochlaner says like this. The Baraisa says, Loktam la'achila is vada kedusha shviyas. Loktam la'etzim is vada not kedusha shviyas. What's Loktam stam? So it is sofik kedusha shviyas. Since there are two stomachs, and he was not mefaret for what he's being malakid, the Promsen has sofik kedusha shviyas. That's l'chayre Taisis in the second Teretz. Taisis in the second Teretz says, there are two stomachs, not there's no stomach. There's two stomachs. So Mamela, if he was like it stomach, takev sofik kedusha shviyas. And if he was mefaret, so then it'll be vadai, either vadai kedusha shviyas or vadai not kedusha shviyas. Ve'etzim dehasoke tanoihi. Inogu bu shviyas eloi. Now, if eitzim da soke hev kedusha shviyas, zemachloik is tanoi. Di ketane de dosh lechem dumye de la achila muti kol shano seyache biyuroi. O memayit atzei asoke. So we memayit, that means that's a tnai of kedusha shviyas, is to be oimed for a shimush anose biyuroi shove. Be yistu le memayit hol dover shahanose ein shove b'chol odom. Nor it hev kedusha shviyas, it has to be anose shove l'chol odom, kugay melugme, Bezilov, Baapiktoisen, Kachpirish, Bekuntris, Ubabisein, Oyugersim, Ustam Eitzim, Lasoken, Nitnu, Tanoi, Upeirish, Bekuntris, the Torah, Alo, Le Yashva, Buloyoch. That was in Mesach de Sukkim. Ubagoizel, Kamo, Perish, Bekuntris, but when Rashi came to Bobekame, Vizel, Shine, there Rashi said, Abshat in this Girse. Tanoihi, ike leman de islay, stam eitzim lahasoke nitnu. Stam eitzim lahasoke nitnu means that we go according to the general use, but we do not go to the protistike use that this person wants to use it for. The Kedusha Shviyas, or not Kedusha Shviyas, is governed by the general use of this mean, not by the protistic use that I want to use it for. That's the Taich Stam Eitzim Lasokanino. Now, so Rashi says as follows. Tanoi, ike leman de islay Stam Eitzim Lasokanino. Yeah. And v'loi chaylo Lechayla shviyas afilu aitzim de mishchon. According to him, so there's no kedusha shviyas and aitzim de mishchon, because you look at the general use, which is a use of anos and achabiyum. Vahainu, lechayla shviyas afilu aitzim de mishchon, the ikedisova aitzim de mishchon miyachayla. And there's one tanda that holds that you look at the use that it was picked for. You don't look at a general use. If he picked Eitzim the Mishchon, he picked these Eitzim the Mishchon, so then it does have Kedusha Shviyas. Where do we find this Machlekes? Behind the Tanoi. Rabbonon Sovri Stam Peres La'achila Nitnu. The Rabbonon hold Stam Peres are La'achila. Wine, grapes are Oymed La'achila. Now if it's Oymed La'achila, B'chaylo La'ayu Kedusha Shviyas, Kedamrine. That kol dovo sheheim u biyurim shove chayle. So on grapes, which is oimed la'achile, so it's chal kedusha shvius because it's anosn biyurin shabbat. Hilkach. Afilu lokton lemishra ulekvuso. So now, the other way around. That means the general mean has kedusha shvius. He's picking it for a shimush that for this usage it shouldn't have kedusha shvius. He's going to pick it for mishra kvuso. So his machshove cannot make that this doesn't have kedusha shviyas. This is like alei kanim shelokdam leitzim, just like alei kanim don't have kedusha shviyas because they're used for a shimush she'ein hanosan ubiyuran shove. So this is going to be used for mishra kvusa she'ein hanosan ubiyuran shove. No. His machshove cannot be mishane. These grapes are different than other grapes. Umishteri, dahochi stomayu lohochi. Ulohochi. Mishteri, dahochi stomayu lohochi, ulohochi. Avopere stomayu lachila. That means that by eitzim, stomayu is laeitzim. So memele, so the stomayu is laitzim, so the and eitzim does not chal kedusha shviyas. Avo peiris stomayu, the hochi stomayu lochi lochi. That means lochi. There's a stam for eitzim. There's a stam for achila. So whatever he decides, that's what it's going to be. That will be chal on it. Avol peiris stomayu lachila. Peiris are stomayu lachila. Umishas yitziroson, so when peiris grow, chay lekedusha lais, there's kedusha shviyas. Peiris have kedusha shviyas. Visu loy mahanye, machshove lavkui lemishra lekvusa. So now, I'll take these grapes for a different shimush. It doesn't help. You say, just what you say, stam eitzim la soke kaimi. So memele, so all eitzim have the rule of the general shimush. So all anovim also have the rule of the general shimush. So even though I was malaket, these anovim, letzayach mishre kvuse, but it doesn't become a different mean, this is kedusha shviyas. Besulay mahani machshava lavkui lemishra lekvusa. They noyigim bekdusha shviyas. Begabi eitzim nami stam eitzim lasoken itnu lechayla filo eitzim de mishchon. So this tanda, the tana kame that holds that a person cannot take the mean of anovim and make this mean the mean that he's being malaka, but he's being malaka that should have. It should be different than the general mean of anovim. So this tana holds that you can't make eitzi outside the mishchon different than all eitzim. So that means when you're done, does the mean have kedusha shviyas or doesn't have kedusha shviyas? You look at the general usage of this mean, and that is magdir if kedusha shviyas is chal on it or kedusha shviyas is not chal on it. That is the tana kama. Trabyoisi sova loyim rinin stam peiris la'achila nidnu. Trabyoisi holds that you don't stay stam peiris. You don't look at stam peiris. Since peiris are oimed la'achila, so peiris have kedusha shviyas. No, stam peiris is true. Aber omahani bu machshove. But machshove will also help. That means if I am melaket anovim, if I am melaket anovim l'tzorech mishre v'kibus, so I'm malaket anovim for a shimush, which this shimush is not chal kedusha shviyas because it's anos nachah biyurim. So mahani bu machshove k'alei kanim ekfonim. So just like your machshove helps when I pick it for alei kfanim, just machshove helps. But if I pick it la'etzim by alei kanim ekfanim, so the loch is it does not have kedusha shviyas because I'm picking it for a shimush, which is ein hanos l'biyurim shove. So if I'm picking it for kibus, also doesn't have kedusha shviyas because I'm picking it for a shimush ein hanos l'biyurim shove. Peiche de lochton l'mishra v'dovor shanosoi acher biyuroi v'loi chal olei shviyas. It's not chal kedusha shviyas. So now, Rashi and Babakama told us a beer in this girse. So we have here a machloikis tanoim. If one can make miyuchid de kahalochis in a chelik of a mean, if you have a mean that has general characteristics and general halochis, can his likut letzoyre chashimash proti be mishana these halochis? So the Tanikama held, if he was melaket l'shem kibus, it doesn't help. That doesn't change the din. This is anovim, and anovim have lushi shvi'is. Rabbi Yossi says that it does change the halacha. This becomes like a different mean. This is a mean of ein hanosel b'yiron shavit. It was nilkat for that purpose. So therefore, it will not have kedusha shvi'is. Now, the Marsha speaks out over here. We have to understand two things. According to Rabbi Yossi, what will the halacha be if it was picked? And later he wants to use it for mishra kvusa. So then it would zicha be osa, it would seem. That means he's also moide. He's also moide that you cannot use. Peirah shviyas for mishra kvusa. He's moide to that. You can use peirahs that have kedusha shviyas for mishra kvusa. That is moide. He's also moide that peiris which are oimid lemishra kvuse do not have kedusha shviyas. And because that's his whole shtick teire. If it was picked for mishra kvuse, it doesn't have kedusha shviyas. So the Marsha asks, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yossi, what did he darshan from the la'ochlo? So the man says, no, he darshan la'ochlo b'loy l'melugme. So the Marsha says, why do you have to say he darshan la'ochlo b'loy l'melugme? He also darshan la'ochlo b'loy l'kvuse. He also holds this halacha, v'horaye, if it was picked l'tzorech normally, so you're not allowed to use it for kvise. So he does darshan this also. So why does the Gemara say that he uses the la'ochla, he doesn't do what the Tanakhama does. Now that's the that be'emison there are three distinct droshes which we darshan from la'ochla and lochem. And Agi Mori is speaking about a third drosha. That means like this. That means, if we are speaking about peirah shviyas, what can peirah shviyas be used for? La'ochla veloi lemishra is a davar muskim. Because la'ochla, we're speaking about what peirah shviyas can be used for. It can be used for achila, which is hanosim b'yirishav. It cannot be used for mishra. That's a davar muskim. That's true. We have another drosha on which minim is kedusha shviyas chal. Kedusha shviyas is chal on minim that's hanosim b'yirishav. It's not chal on minim she'ain hanosim b'yirishav. That's why it's not chal on eitzim dahasok, and that's why it's not chal on eitzim shelokhtom lemishra kvusa, according to Rabbi Yossi. That these are two droshes muskomis. Now, our Gemara Dachm is speaking about a third droshe. Rabbi Yossi was machadish in lochem lochol tzorcheichem, that a person is able to take a mean which normally has kedusha shviyas, and he can make it lochem lochol tzorcheichem. He could make it that it shouldn't have kedusha shviyas. This is a third drosha, a new lochem. And faker, this lochem is coming to tell us that I can make from anovim mishra kvusa. That's what this lochem is coming to tell us. Now, this lochem also is adumya de la ochla. So, Rabbi Yossi says, that is true. When can you make, when is it bekoyach to make it lochem? If you're making it at tashmish regila. That means if you're going to make it a use that everyone uses, you can make it for whatever you want. But if you want to make it a use that only certain people use, that you can't do. So we are speaking about a third drosha. This is a third drosha, which, and this third drosha, the Tanakhama never held of. He didn't hold of this drosha, that you can make it lochem. This is a new drosha. He just knew the normal lochem. Now, our Gemara is telling us there's a third lochem, according to Rabbi Yossi. So if I can't, in this third lochem, so the Gemara has to explain that this third lochem is a lochem that you could use it for Mishra Kvuse, and the Lochla is coming to tell us you can make it for whatever you want, as long as this is a usage which is Adava Hashava Lachol Nefesh. Yotzu Mishra Kvuse Shanoson Acha Biyurim. So it comes out that Mishra Kvus is Anoson Acha Biyurim. B'teima the Bagoizel Kamaka Choshev Min Hatzvuyim dies Anoson Ubiyurim Shove, that dies Anoson Biyurim Shove. So now, why are dais hanosan biyurim shove? If you say that kibbutz is called hanosan acha biyurim, that first the yayin gets destroyed and then you derive benefit from it. So dais is also the same thing. First the dai gets destroyed and later you derive benefit from it. My time have lay lachshuve hanosan acha biyurim shebiyo b'shas tzviyeh levisha achakach. Means there's a shayla in the Gemara. If you have a beggar that has died, do we consider the die a ba'en? Or is the chazusa ba'alme? So if you consider the die a ba'en, so the Kapis Tamorim says, so then we could say that the bill of the tseva and the hano of the tseva comes bebasachas. That means when a person is wearing a beged, a dyed beged, so with the use of the beged he's deriving benefit from the dye, which is an entity b'fnei atzmoi, and with the use of the beged he's mechala the dye. It's getting used up also. So if you hold yesh shvach samonim agabi tzema, we can consider that that's called anosan abiyurin shov. But that is not shayich by kibbutz. Ubekuntas peirishom, the minei tzvoim, b'shas resiches ayoyre kola hashayrish, v'koyle tatzeva bebeged, that nimtza anosay ubiyurin shov. So that means that the kiloyin is right away, and then with the kiloyin it comes together the anos. Avol mishre ekvusa mishor shemetilen pishton oy beged biyayin niskalkel. As soon as you put the beged in yayin, it becomes niskalkel. V'niva v'anosei eina ad shloisha yomim ayabo shehei apishton shori. That means the cleansing koiches of the yayin comes after a few days. So you have anoson acha biyuvan.